Hello, this is Willie Phoenix, and you're listening to the Music Journeys Podcast.
Welcome to the Music Journeys Podcast. I'm Mike Foley. Thank you for listening. I'm grateful to be able to share the stories of established and emerging artists from around the country, but especially here in Columbus. And we've got a legend on the show today for sure in Willie Phoenix. But wherever you live, I encourage you to support your local musicians, especially now. How do you do that? Listen to their music. And I mean really listen. Give the entire release your time. If you can, buy music and merch directly from the artist. You know what else works? A quick and simple thank you. Thank the artists in your life for making music that moves and inspires you. One quick plug for the station I've called home for 20 plus years, WCBE. There's still time to help with the fall fundraising campaign. Music Journeys is just a small part of the offerings from 90.5. Whether it's music or news, please consider making a contribution at wcbe.org. Willie Phoenix Way. That has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? That's what you see now at the corner of 16th Avenue and High Street near Ohio State's campus. The city of Columbus recently honored the longtime musician with a street dedication. Here on Music Journeys, Phoenix shares memories of his early days playing in the area. He reflects on his first record and explains the inspiration behind his most recent release that came out this year. We'll bring back a part of the ceremony that helps explain Phoenix's influence on other musicians. And he also takes part in the Fast Five as well. Willie Phoenix, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm Willie Phoenix, and this is my music journey.
Willie Phoenix played a virtual show for ComFest this summer, and more recently as part of Kappa's online sessions to support local artists. While he misses the presence of a crowd, the virtual performances make him reflect on a lesson he learned early on.
When you go to play a bar, when you go to play a festival, when you go to play at church, you cannot rely upon the crowd alone. You've got to enjoy what you're doing. I mean, really enjoy it. And you'll be okay. You'll be fine. You get up there and you do what you do. I have literally played for two people before with a band, and you still play the same way. You have to.
Born in Alabama, Phoenix grew up in Marion, Ohio. He learned to play guitar from his dad, who was a blues musician. He picked up some piano from his mom, who also sang. Phoenix's first recording came in the late 1960s with a band called Magical Soul.
We cut a 45 in Fremont, Ohio at this little studio, and the song was called, the A-side that I sang was called Roker's Bakery.
Mama Roker after nine. Papa Roker thinks it's closing time. Roker's Bakery, Magic Bakery.
Kind of trippy, psychedelic, but not too psychedelic record. that was inspired by a little bakery shop. And then I went on to record a bunch of other stuff. But, you know, I was always interested in the records. I mean, I love live performing. But, you know, a record or a recording is something you can just take and basically it feels like it lives on forever. And it's just amazing with the things that you can do. For me, it's like a playland. Recordings are, they're all demos as far as I'm concerned, because I'm forever learning. And I love to experiment with sounds, layers, and textures. You know, it's kind of like an artist with a brush and you got the canvas. And why not try this color? Why not, you know, try a little sparkle here?
Phoenix hasn't stopped making music. And though some tally his recordings at around 30, even he stopped keeping track.
And every now and then I'll see something where somebody took the time to count them, or they said they counted them, and I'll see a press release. Oh, he has 130 records. Oh, he's 87 years old. I'm like, what? I'm like, where do they get these numbers, you know?
Willie, how old are you?
68. Wait a minute. How old are you?
I just turned 49 yesterday.
Really?
No kidding. Yep.
49. Oh man, that's beautiful. That's cool, baby. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to Mr. Foley. Happy birthday. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. I lost my train of thought there. His latest release, This Ain't 1968, came out this year.
I call it power pop bar music. I was listening one night to my old band, The Buttons. What a great power pop band. And I was listening and I heard a couple of things that I had written. And I thought, oh, those things never made it to any kind of record. So maybe I should go into the studio and fix up those songs and record them or whatever with my band. And that was sort of an experimental thing for sure. I actually loved the way those songs came out. Shake, shake, shake it. Sha-la-la-la, yeah. I pretty much dig the whole thing. And it's not often that I pretty much love or dig an entire album of mine.
Well, what is it about this new release that you like so much about it?
The power popness of it all. I mean, I really do. I love that whole just being light enough. And I didn't have to play Guitar Hero. Never was a guitar hero in the first place. I just had to be a singer with some songs to make sure everybody's in the groove that I want them to be in.
Phoenix describes the street dedication as surreal, and plenty of memories have surfaced.
Yeah, you know, one is having my band play Bernie's, for instance, many nights where the line went all the way up the stairs out into the street to see the band perform. The other memory was, you know, having the earlier Comfest on that street And that was always a lot of fun, you know, watching a lot of the students, they would sit, you know, up on the roof, you know, like the song Up on the Roof, you know, they would sit there and watch whatever bands. I remember a lot of the folk street musicians would be on that corner, and sometimes including myself, you know, just playing even after the band's performances in the clubs. You take it outside, and on a nice summer's night, there's all kinds of people, you know, still gathered around about 3 o'clock in the morning to almost sunup, if not sunup.
Along with being in the Columbus spotlight, Phoenix had a taste of the national scene, and he's content with the journey.
When I lost my deal, I was really disappointed. I was like, oh, man, I was going to be a big star. So they told me, you know, and that stays with you for a moment or two, or as long as you want it to last. But then at some point, if you are really for real in this business, you know, you pick your clothes from the floor, off the floor, you clean them up and you put them back on, and then you go out. You go out, you face the world, and you do what you do. And that's me. You know, I mean, you know, you can't revel in that crap forever. It's a business. And that's what I had to learn. It is a business, that part of it. And me, I just had to go on, roll on, as they say, you know, and keep rocking and rolling, because that's really, when it comes down to it, it's about rock and roll. It's about the music. You know, my story, I guess, is being blessed to make Columbus my base and have so many people like what I do. I think I'm proud of the fact that the music has sustained me and I've sustained the music. I mean, through life. It's a blessing that I can even do it. It's a blessing that if I think something in the song sucks, that I can turn around and figure it out to make it at least better for me. You know, because I feel like if I can make something better for me in the music, somebody's bound to like it. But I don't want it to really leave my domain without, you know, me having exactly pretty much what I want to say being said in the music, or the way it should feel. The music has always, even when I was feeling down, can bring me back. The music, you know, just give it time, it'll do its magic, it'll bring you back.
At the ceremony, Columbus musician Colin Gowell summed up Phoenix's influence best.
Seeing Willie for the first time, I was a teenager, I saw him at ComFest. I was outside, there were thousands of people there and they were screaming his name. He was a rock star. I'd never seen anything like this, and he was from my hometown. This is mind-blowing. I didn't know your hometown could have a resident rock star. But we did. When it came time to choose college, me and my friends in Watershed, Ohio State, don't have to look at any other school, because we wanted to come down here not for academics. We wanted to come down here so we could be in a band and see Willie Phoenix play as much as possible. And man, we did. We were at Bernie's all the time. Every show was amazing. Up on tables, the energy, it was life-changing, right? And here's the thing about Willie. Every band on High Street got better because of Willie. If you went to Willie Phoenix show, there were guys from the blues bands, the jam bands, the punk bands, the record store hipsters. We all knew Willie was the best. As my friend Ricky C said, Willie never ran for office, but he's the mayor of High Street. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. Yeah. And, you know, Willie does a lot of things great, right? He's an incredible guitar player. He's my favorite, personally, my favorite guitar player, singer, songwriter, producer, great guy. But who Willie is really in his soul, he took the highest road an artist can take, in my opinion. He uses his talents and his efforts, and he does it to bring people together. Willie Phoenix has always brought people together. He takes an electric guitar and rock and roll. He tears down walls. He builds bridges. And there's not many things cooler than that, and there's no one cooler than Willie Phoenix. So let me conclude by saying, rock is dead, they say. Not in Columbus, Ohio. Not on this corner, because we've got Willie Phoenix Way. Thanks, everyone, for coming out. Thanks, Willie, and thanks to the commission.
We had one last bit of fun with Willie Phoenix in the Fast Five. Here we go. The first song you can remember hearing that you loved.
Hound Dog, Elvis Presley.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Well, I remember from the launching of his voice, right? You ain't in my hell, you know, and that got me going right there. I mean, it's like, you ain't, you know, that little thing was like church in a way. And it was, you know, the band that boom, 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 you know, and I'm like, wow, you know, I can't sit still. Sit still, boy. No, I can't, Mama.
That's great. We'll get to sitting still or not sitting still in a minute. That song, that question's coming up. But how about for the next one, the song that makes you feel the most nostalgic or reflective, sparks memories for you?
That could be a few, but I really dig the Beatles In My Life.
Oh, I know I'll never lose affection. Stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more.
Even though my favorite Beatles song is While My Guitar Gently Weeps, but In My Life, kind of, you know, with the whole reflecting thing.
Very good. How about your go-to song for dancing, or a song that you hear and you just can't sit still when you hear it?
Oh, yeah. That was... That would have to be, well, there are a few of those, but the one that really comes to mind, no matter when I hear this song, I can be in my car, and as my friends would say, man, you better pull over. And I love the way it goes, bah, 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 bah. Soft Cell's Tainted Love, their version of Tainted Love.
Once I ran to you.
That song, man, I can't be driving. And you know, I mean, seriously, I could be in an auditorium giving a serious speech if that came blaring through the system. Serious speech is over, time to party.
I'd like to hear Willie Phoenix do that as a cover. Put a jam together from that?
You know what? I almost did that. We jammed it with a band once, I mean, at a rehearsal. And I almost... But the thing is, if I did it Willie style, it's going to lose that thing that the Soft Cell production put into it. And so I'd rather just kind of listen to it and get all whipped around with the rhythm that they've got. But I almost did it once. I almost did it. You know, I was serious about just opening one night at a bar. And then we go into just the rough edge rock and roll.
It sounds good to me. How about the song that makes you feel like working out, or, you know, motivates you to do something that maybe you don't feel like doing?
You mean like working out, like exercising?
Yeah, or if you don't exercise, just something that, you know, might motivate you to...
Hey, I never said I didn't exercise.
Okay.
Was I looking fat?
Hey, give
Did
me
you see me lately? I was looking fat. No. Nothing's wrong with looking fat, man. Nothing's wrong with that.
Drop and give me 20, Willie.
Come on. Come on. You got to get into 2020 now. There's nothing wrong with looking fat. Okay. I would say it would be that. What's that Bee Gees song from? I do like the song. The Bee Gees, the song from Saturday Night Fever. You know, when John is walking, doing a walk. I love that song. You know, I bet you were expecting me to say something like Olivia Newton-John's Let's Get Physical. No, not that one.
Okay, last one I got for you is a song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
Okay, that lifts me up when I'm feeling down. Okay, I like James Brown's Get on the Good Foot.
I got a fucking job and I paid my dues on the good foot. Hey, on the good foot. I got to get on the good foot. Hey, on the good foot. Get on the good foot. Come on, hit it there. You got to get it. Get it. Shop it now. Come on, get it done.
Good one to end on. My thanks to Willie Phoenix for his time and his music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.